Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Brace yourself as Grudge, Ink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nut Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And Jojo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Breakaway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tests and tunes, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boone at 504-602-5817.
Hello, hello, and good evening, everyone. The time now is 8:03 on this marvelous Thursday. This is your lady, Miss Foxbody. Tonight, your host is Tricky Ricky. If you would like to speak, please press 1, and I will connect you. Tricky Ricky?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself? It's been a long time.
I'm great.
That's good. That's good. Well, as most know, we've been off the air for quite a while. I'm not going to talk too much because I'm kind of out of practice, and I've been busy at work, so I ain't had time to practice. We're going to get right to the phone lines and let some people get some things off their chest and let us know what's going on and where it's going on at. I do know that tomorrow VMP Motorsports is having their annual Ford Agitator Fist Fry going on. I think it started at 5 o'clock, 5 to 11 or something like that. Sunday, Buzz Creek opens for the year. So I know people have been itching to get to the track. I saw the weather wasn't all that great, but I guess whoever wants to go out and get some kind of gas off their chest will be at the racetrack. And next week, Capital Raceway opens on the 9th, I think that is. Next Sunday they open March. Yes, that's they even open on the 9th or the 10th. I'm not 100% sure of the date, but it's either Saturday or Sunday. And March the 16th, we have the upcoming first annual awards banquet for the metro area. And hopefully Mr. Bruce Styles or Carlos Wells or Mr. LBM get on here and spread the word about how the information in ticket sales or the procedure for the banquet is turning out and how it's going to go and all that good stuff like that. I don't know who we have on the line, but I'm anxious to hear what people got to say. The Smack Talk has started to heat up just a little bit, just a very, very, very little bit. So I'm going to put it in the fans' hands today and let them go at it. Also, for those that don't know, we got some been in some conversation with some people about trying to get some outside action in the area. Got some guys coming here from the Midwest soon who think the DMV area races are sweet. They think they just going to come down here with these little mediocre cars that they got out Midwest and run all over top of people out here. So I sent word for some of them to call in. Hopefully they will. You know, maybe because it's my show, they might not call in, but they got a lot of mouth on their own shows and other shows, so we're going to see. So with that being said, Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Do we have any callers in the queue already?
Currently, we do not have any callers in queue.
Well, ain't that something? Okay. All right. Well, I need somebody to talk to.
Okay.
I can't talk to myself.
Caller 443-4582, your mic is on.
Yes, Godson.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Godson?
Oh, what's up there, Mike? How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great there. Just great.
I was hoping that you got my text message. I know you kind of, you know, you're a little up in age now. And you might not be into the new technology with the text message and stuff like that. So I'm happy to know that you got my message.
Yeah, I got me some orange juice and got a little bit younger, you know.
Okay.
But I want to put on out there to the Do Dirty crew. Y'all running y'all mouth? Come on and sign up. I'm waiting on y'all, and especially Keith. You talking that trash, you know what you got to do, and I'm going to get that ass. John, you're easy.
Uh-oh.
When is the style thing? Because I think I want to come see if they're going to man.
That is March the 16th at the VFW over in Morningside.
Hey, I love it. I got to be there. Because I'm tired of this mouth.
From my understanding, you have to purchase a ticket from Styles, Carlos, Wells, or LBM to attend because you cannot
right.
pay at the door.
Right. I'm going to see Carlos. I'll catch Carlos this week. So, Carlos, if you're listening, I will be by the shop Saturday evening.
Okay. So for us that don't know, Mustang Mike, who is the Do Dirty crew? That's new for me.
There are nobodies. Nobody. They ain't beat nobody. One got a little S10 truck that somebody put together and he's running off at his mouth. He's been hiding behind Kevin. Now Keith talking trash. So we might as well get it. They won't try to make a name off of me. Cool. Let's do it. They know Keith know what he got to do. Sign on the dotted line, because I'm going to dot his ass real good, and John, too.
Okay. Well, now, Mike, now I'm just going to play the obvious here and play the middle. You say they ain't beat nobody, right?
They ain't
now,
beat nobody.
Me personally, I don't know the guy that you speak of, but you have something to say the same for you that you haven't beat nobody. So what you got to say about that?
Well, one thing. When they see me, all they got to do is come to me.
Okay, so this year you saying you ready and you ready to draw down and lock and load?
Yes, sir. We're going to get down and dirty. I promise some people, some races, they going to get it.
Okay, so
we see how bad they are. I got the trial.
So are you coming out with your hit list like you did before?
You know I am.
Okay,
but
okay.
It starts with Keith and John. Keith is first and John is second. So they don't get twisted. Keith is first and John is second. And I want both of them the same day.
Oh, man, both of them the same. Mike, you going hard, Mike.
Why not? They want to run their mouth all over town? Let's get it.
So is this something that you've been waiting on, or you've been getting your R&D stuff together and all that like that, or you've been sitting in the cut just waiting for the right time to jump?
I've been waiting for Keith to do what he know he got to do for me. He keep backpedaling, but he started running in his mouth. He needs to man up and come on and let's get this up.
Okay. So you said one is a truck. What's the other car?
I don't know. He's supposed to be buying a car to cover me.
He
tell me about what some car he getting. The numbers are good and whatever. I don't care if he buy a pro stock. The nigga still got to learn to drive.
Okay.
The fastest he ever been is 17. So what the hell? How you going to get in a fast car?
Hey, well, miracles happen sometimes. But I guess we're going to wait and see. Hopefully they'll call in. Put the number out there for a lot of people. So hopefully he'll call in. If not, then we'll see what happens when y'all get to the racetrack.
Yes, sir, because I know Keith is listening. So, Keith, do the right thing. You know what I'm waiting on.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm saying, my brother.
All right, well, you stay right there and enjoy the show, man. We're gonna see if we can get them guys to call in, if they call in. And just put your phone on mute. Don't go nowhere, but just mute your phone and listen to the show. We got Monster on the line right now. How you doing, sir?
What's up, Rick?
Not too much, man. Just finishing up work over here in the barbershop.
Man, you got my main man on there. When I was a little boy, I used to ride in the back of his Mustang.
Watch out, man.
He was good friends with one of my uncle's friends, Mr. Gross. He had a Ford. I used to ride around. Rick, I'd be in the back window, looking out the window. They'd be just cutting up out there on the Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up right there. How long ago was that?
Man, that was 1972, Mike.
No, man, that was 82. Don't make me old. I ain't old.
You telling a lie. You be thinking you don't love Jesus. What's up, Mikey? How you doing, big brother?
Fountain of youth. So I haven't got young again.
That's right. How you been, Mike?
Oh, I've been great, man. And yourself?
I'm doing good, brother. Doing good, sir.
That's
hey, man,
thing.
I want to thank you, too, for all your support. Every time I look up out the window, I see you standing at the race with supporting Custom Tees, man. We appreciate having a veteran like you down there, man.
Yes, sir. This year I hope to be able to be in it. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to say hope. I'm going to be in it.
Hey, I tell you what, we returning the Capitol Raceway on May 4th. I was up there this week. They done redone the bathrooms at Capitol, put a new fence up, redid the old snack bar. The place looks really nice, man.
I believe it, and that's what we need.
Yeah, Bradshaw and Jamie, they've done a heck of a job up there. I was really been up there. They patching the places around the track. Man, it just place looks really, really, especially the bathrooms for your ladies. So now your wife can go there and feel really comfortable. So, man, I take hats off to them. So I looked at their schedule, too, Rick. You see their schedule? They got Friday night grudges.
Yeah. We pumping that real strong. And I'm just getting ready to ask Mustang Mike, what size tie you going to be sitting on this year, Mike?
A little teeny 10-inch tie.
Sure. You got three classes of teeny 10-inch tie. So which tie are you going to be running? I'm getting to a point, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, well, you know, I got a little teeny small tie, like a little 28 and a half by 10, little teeny thing.
Now, with that being said, I don't know if you have heard, I'm trying to reach people that I don't have contact with who or may not be on Facebook or get on the internet. You know what I'm saying? I'm in conjunction with Capital Raceway starting a 28-inch tire thing and a 29-inch tire class up there to run this year. It'll be no entry fee, you know, run for some money, $1,000 to $1,500, depending on, you know, the amount of cars and situations like that. Only rules are you got to let me know what size tire you're going to be on, whether you're a small block or a big block. It's nitrous only. At this time, there will not be any small blocks racing big blocks, so whatever class I pick, it would be small block only or big block only. And any suspension, any weight, you know, balls to the wall. I've been asked some questions. How am I going to work with, say, if it was big block, say a conventional head, big block running against a big chief style head, big block. Me personally, I'm not going to do anything. I'm hoping that people will get some balls and just man up and run. You got nothing to lose but a round of racing. You come out, run your car for free. Basically, if you lose, if you win, you go on to the next round and, you know what I'm saying, take a shot at winning the money. It don't get no better than that. So people say the area needs something. I'm trying, but it can't be successful. It can't be successful without the participation of the racers getting involved.
That's right.
So Capital Raceway has given us the facility to do it. So, you know, if you want to get in, you let me know. And what my plan is to go with whichever class that I have the most cars. And currently right now that's a big block nitrous on 29s. But I'm not cutting anybody out. I'm just going with what class I have the most cars with first. And then we can alternate weeks, you know what I mean, so everybody gets a chance to race and have fun and do something. This is mainly for those who may not want a class race or bracket race, but you know, they're scared to jump out there and grudge race for some money. You know, so it gives everybody something to get into and enjoy their time with their car, enjoy the time at the racetrack.
That sounds real good.
Okay. Kenny,
but you
okay.
Know, I got some business I got to handle first. After
and
I
that's
take
no
care
problem.
Of it, we'll see.
Okay, hold on, Mike. Now somebody just texted me said they got a call out for you, Miss Foxbody. Can you open
301-0063?
Hello. Yeah. Hey, one of y'all got some background noise. Mute your phone for me, please. Hello, caller.
What's up, Rick?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, this is Pat, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, what's up, Pat?
Hey, what the senior citizen doing on this radio? I mean, on this talk show.
Hey, he said he had somebody he wanted to get to.
Is that right? You got to, yeah. Them senior citizens supposed to be getting their jello pudding and getting ready for bed, man. Tell Mark I say hello.
He over there.
Hey, I'm a whoop Mike to death, man. I'm a whoop to death. He got no business on no talk show. How you doing, Monster?
Hey. Mike,
what's up,
Mike,
family? How you doing, big brother?
Mike,
everything
is
good,
Monster. Himself.
Hey, Pat,
Mike,
you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good to go.
All right, May 4th, we race in Long Island, Joe, at Capital Raceway.
We will be right there, big brother. Hey, listen. And after that, after I bring hip hop back to Capitol, we gonna call it Capitol Heights Raceway, okay? Them guys scared to race now. I'm out here now, I'm ready to race, Monster. Now everybody all of a sudden gonna get these cars together. So we gonna see. I'm gonna call out some serious names.
Uh-oh.
Some serious names.
That's all right. That's what it's all about, man. You got to go have fun, you know? But don't
hey,
be calling my boy no senior citizen. Now. That's my boy there, man.
Hey, Martha, you know what I'm going to do to him, Martha? I'm going to kick his walking cane from under him.
Hey, he probably got nitrous. He probably got a sneaky peek in his pants pocket. You know, he rotten, man.
Hey, listen. Mustang Mike been coming up here. I've been seeing him lately. He's been trying to be nice to me, man, bringing me some Joe Louis. For you young guys that don't know, that's corn liquor. He's been trying to give me corn liquor to bleed information from me.
I can. Watch the fruit, man.
But his iron pots is mine. Hey, Mike, you belong to me, Mike. And the rest of your buddies.
I love y'all.
Listen, I love y'all guys. Mike, I ain't going to talk to them. I just heard you on the radio. I had to come in there and say something to you because you don't have no business on here. But I love y'all guys. And, Moss, I see you. I thought our first date was like April or something, right? That's down the beach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll be
there. Larry T put together an appreciation race for the fans and racers down there. That's that race, man, you got to talk about, Rick, where he was putting the rules together for that small block and the big block stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, him and John Torrey are working together on that. So once I get a little bit more detail from him, I got to meet with him Saturday, then I can start, you know, just letting the people know what he got. So the first race for him actually is April 14th at Colonial Beach. Then May 4th, he's headed to Capital Raceway. It'll be the DMV versus New York, New Jersey. Long Island Joe is coming down with some serious hot rides. So, actually, Joe just texted me. He said he's going to call in. He hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I sent him a message, hoping he'd get on.
He's on the same wavelength.
I didn't think Mustang Mike would get the message and call in either, but he did. So he surprised me.
It ain't over yet. Surprise ain't over yet.
All right. I hear you.
We gonna have fun. I'm gonna put my phone on me. I'm gonna be listening, Mike, just in case you got something slick to say. So I'm gonna be listening. I love you as a granddad, not as a father. I love you as an old granddad. But don't you get out of line here, because I'm listening.
Keep your ears close by.
Yes, sir. I'm listening, man. I'm putting this pipe on this truck, but I'm listening. I'm listening to every word you say.
Hey, Pappy, I was teasing him last time I talked to him. I said, you remember down Shooters that night when you ran the white guy with the Nova with the column shift on it? And he just bust out laughing. He said, how you remember that? I said, man, me and Pappy was back. Pappy, it was 4:30 that morning before them two got it off. You hear me? 4:30 in the morning.
Third. Hey, look, I'm going to listen, and I got to take this call. I'm going to listen to you guys. I'll be on the other line. If I hear my name, I'll come back on.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right.
What's up, man? This Fox Body, can you give me Hope and Kitty's mic, please?
Kitty, your mic is on.
Kitty.
Rick,
what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
I don't know, man. Trying to get things popping for the area right now.
What can I show you?
Yeah, I see y'all get a little action going on tonight. I got a chance to get on here early tonight. I'm heading home to work on my shit. I've been working 7 days a week trying to get these cars ready and make the money, get these cars ready so I can try to kick a little ass this year. Try to anyway.
Yeah, with these Merlin guys, looking forward to you bringing that Chevelle up here for that small tire, small block stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to come up there with 28 small block. It'll be slow, but it might catch somebody slipping.
Yeah, well, everybody might be slipping.
If it's free, I'm getting shit. Should ask me anybody else.
Thank you, sir. That's the mindset you got to have. As long as it's free, you can try your hand.
What's up, Kenny?
What's going on?
What's happening with you, man? What'd you get us for Christmas?
What I get for Christmas?
Yeah, what'd you get us over here in Marlin for Christmas?
I didn't hear exactly what you said, Monster, but the Christmas thing. I'm riding in a car on the way to the house, and
we want to know what you got us for Christmas over here in Maryland, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come bring presents when I come across the bridge. You know that.
All right. We'll be waiting on you, man.
I ain't going to be like Wickenburg and bring all kinds of toys and clowns.
How Gene doing?
Gene's doing good. Gene got his car about done. He's probably about a month from being done to make a test set. It's in the car is in the paint booth, brake pack and paint. And once he gets it back from the paint shop, which should be next week, he can put the motor transmission in it and get it skate. He's got to do some wiring to it. And I think it's he'll be ready probably about a month. Put it on the scales and get ready to make a shakedown with it.
Can you give us a hint on what it is, Kenny? Everybody trying to guess what it is. Come clean.
I can't say nothing to him. It's his car. I got to let him speak for that. He's helping me work on my car tonight, and I'll be at the house in like 15 minutes. I might get him up, see if I can get him on my phone or get him on his phone. Maybe he can tell what it is.
Out
of the bag.
Rick, what do you know? I know you know something. You're the detective. Give me something.
Well, I know what Gene will let me say. He said basically he's coming up with the same kind of car he had, basically. He's basically coming up with the same thing he had. I think he got a little bit up-to-date car, I think is what he got.
Okay.
Same basic motor, and I know he's got the same transmission. So, I mean, he ain't like, I don't think he upgraded the motor or transmission, but he got a little bit newer model car anyway. He didn't get nothing. I wouldn't say it's a better car. I'd say it's a newer model. It's a pretty car.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Kenny, Monster, did you catch what Kenny just said?
Yeah, I can count, Rick. I can count real good, all right?
Look, he said the same basic motor.
Hey, you got to remember, you're talking to somebody from Virginia. You know, everything's the same in Virginia over there. You hear me,
well,
Kenny?
Kenny kind of failed to remember, you know, Gene posts all that stuff on Facebook. You know, and he's running many consignment shops over there somewhere. He got all these motors and turn on. He be posting on Facebook that he's selling. One of the big motors he liable to stick in that car, but, they be trying to be sneaky.
I tried to teach him, Rick. I don't know why the hell he's posting all that shit on Facebook to everybody in the city. He was running the car like that, but one time, I didn't know what the hell kind of car he was running up with.
Yeah, he was.
Look, he's so secretive, he won't even tell me what kind of motor he got in the car. And I got to drive the car. He just told me to shut up, sit in the seat, and get behind the wheel. He didn't say nothing else.
It's been that way with you two since day one. So what's new?
Yeah, tell me about it.
All you got to do is come on the side of the table.
Mustang Mike. Mute your phone.
Bringing the Chevelle down there and play around it. I've been wanting it. I told y'all that last year that I wanted to come up there on some Friday nights. The bad part is it's so damn far away from me. I got to damn near take off a little early. But I definitely want to come up there on some Friday nights and play with some of the boys up there with the smaller, slower cars like mine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to put together, and hopefully you know, it's all going to come together and get off well. I think the fans would like to see it along with the races, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people got cars that they can't fit into anything. So, you know, all they're doing is just testing, tuning, and most of them are scared to really grudge race. So it gives them something to do.
And I think you'll do a really good job of kind of comparing the field out a little bit, because, I mean, we can't have them super, super fast. There's a lot of super, super fast cars out there, you know, that will win it every time, all the time. So I think you do a good job of getting everybody matched up. Well, it'll be just a good little show put on for the fans.
Right, yeah. Well, it's going to be good. It's definitely going to be good.
Yeah, hi, ready, Kenny?
What'd you say, Monster?
Your hot rod ready to go?
The Camaro's ready to go. The Chevelle, I got to do a few little odds, and the Chevelle will be ready in April. The bad part about the Chevelle, I really wish I could, I need to take the motor out of the Chevelle and put it in the Mustang. So I just need to do like everybody else does and stick it in a Fox body. Because it's light, it works, and it'd be awesome. My motor would be awesome in a Mustang, but I've had my Chevelle since I was 16, and it's hard to part with.
No, that's
yeah,
right.
I understand that.
All right, well, listen here, guys. We got I got somebody else in the queue, so let me get to this gentleman so he doesn't wait long.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute my mic. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Okay, Miss Foxbody, can you open Sean's mic?
On your mic is on.
Hello.
Mr. Fastman,
hello?
How you doing there, sir?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I don't know. It's been a while, brother. How you been?
Hey, man, just trying to maintain, trying to do some stuff and get this car here situated, I guess. I heard Kenny B on there tonight.
Yeah, he there.
Okay.
What's going on, my
Sean? Kenny B, what's happening?
I'm
going to
beat my face, get ready to work on this car for a little bit.
I just signed a warrant on you today with the federal marshal, so I'm hunting you. April the 13th, ain't it?
Yeah, April the 13th, Orangeburg. Me and Sean are going to get busy again.
But see, the funny part, the crazy part is that I'm not going to be there. We had a scheduling conflict there. I got to promote a show down in Paisley, South Carolina on that day that I was helping some guys on, and y'all fooled my big brother to go ahead and lock in that race. But so he wanted to call it off so all of us could be together down in Paisley, but I said, no. I can't let Kenny get away. So hopefully we could take some of your money to put into this rebuilding fund.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, look. We all win some, lose some, don't we? We'll just get the money back and forth. You know that.
I know that's right. Damn, if you beat me this time, I might have to just go ahead and damn quit. Yes, sir. So how's everything been
What's
going?
What's up, Sean?
What's happening, man? How's everything?
Ain't no need to complain. I got 2 feet on the ground, my man.
I know that's right, brother. You know that's right. Yes, sir. So what y'all got going on tonight? Kind of quiet.
Not too much, man. You know, we're just getting back into the flow of things. We've been offline for a good while. And
I had a whole army of people that wanted to come on here and talk some junk. I got my little buddy, Mr. Homicide himself, has got the baddest spot block 302 in the world and want to call anybody that's got a 20-inch tire car with a stop block 302, and he don't care who it is, how many systems they got or whatever, he'd call them out, run them head up. Looking for action for Fayetteville. I'm looking for action with Big Sexy for Fayetteville, too. Probably ready next week.
Well, hopefully we can get somebody there. I don't that's a good one there, Sean. But hopefully you can find a man here somewhere.
I heard that.
But like I said, you know, we've been offline for a minute, so just trying to get back into the flow of things and get back up
I'm
to speed
you back
where
home,
we
man.
Work.
I actually enjoy your show. It's pretty cool.
Well, I appreciate it. We don't have a lot of riffraff that a lot of other shows have. Everything is kind of kept calm and, you know, run smoothly, so.
Yeah, call it for what it is. You don't have all the bullshit some other shit have, all the drama and shit. That's so pop.
All right, well, you said it.
Yeah, it is. Anybody who don't like it, tell them to come see me. Call me.
So, you know, they got the, you asked what's going on. They got the fish fry going on up at BNP tomorrow. Buzz Creek opens up Sunday for Test and Tune. Now what you can do is inform us of what you've been doing down in Darlington with the track down there.
Well, unfortunately, y'all, I am a reformed street racer. Like love street racing. And back in 2007, I got caught out in street racing. And
it cost me like a whole bunch of money. You know, they wanted my CDLs, all that good stuff like that. You know, I had to go to general sessions for it and all that stuff. But we've been So here recently, I had some homeboys of mine that we have started back playing a little bit in the road, which is illegal and it's dangerous and all this other good stuff. It really, truly is. So we went out there like 4 weeks in a row, man, had a good time, you know, got a couple races off that type deal. But what happened was on the fifth week, the state troopers came and they wrote some tickets, you know, parking tickets, that type deal. So one of my other homeboys brought this brilliant idea to the table. And at first I really didn't think it was going to work, but since I had access to Dalton Dragway, I went to the track owner, you know, presented the idea to him. And now every Sunday, unless he's got some plan that we're doing a street racing style atmosphere at the track. You know, the track is prepped to the minimal, no electronics, you know, arm drop, that type deal. And last Sunday, man, we had 400 people in there. So wow. It's going pretty good. It's economical. Because most times the street racing cats are like a different breed, so they're not willing to pay the $20 and the $10 that we pay to go to the track and protect cars right. And all this other stuff. So basically, I got a price that where it's $5 ahead and an extra $5 if you want to race. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's working out pretty good. Actually, we're not going to do it this week. We're going to do it next week. We're going to actually give away some cash money there at the end for everybody holds on to their tickets. So we're going to do a little drawing there to get away some free cash.
Okay.
So it's working out pretty good. Last week we got probably about 6 or 7 races off. So it was pretty cool.
Cool. Now, just a little, I guess I'm going to say this a little excitement for you if y'all ready. The man that you've been trying to lock in with, which I don't think that you guys have raced yet, Leroy.
Yeah.
Supposed to be coming here May the 26th.
Really? Okay, because Leroy is supposed to be coming down to Orangeburg. Got a little show down in Orangeburg on April the 21st. It's on a Sunday right after Mario's Pro Mod race down there. It's going to be like a Saturday and Sunday deal. But I'm going to have it that Sunday. Mario's got it that Saturday. So actually, me and Leroy, we're supposed to actually go ahead and get it on.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually... Yeah. I talked to some guys last night that's supposed to be coming down from Philly with a Camaro. They actually were talking about doing a race at Grudge Wars on the 23rd in Fayetteville, but, you know, they're talking kind of slow now. So, you know how that goes.
I got you. Well, we got Mr. Long Island Joe on the line, and he's supposed to come down with some cars, too. So, Mr. Long Island Joe, how you doing?
All right, you. How's everything? I know you don't want too much drama on the phone, but Monster is going to kick your butt. I hate to say it. I'm going to bring some Kleenex with me when we come down there. We're going to clean up a lot of things.
Hey, Rick,
I'm talking about, too.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Can you get on to mute that old buzzer from New York for me, please?
Yeah, you know, they claim they had the fastest. Look, they've been talking about this import car they had over there. Well,
uh-huh.
I don't drag my buddy out, and I don't told him, and that's going to happen on May 4th. Now, I forgot, well, who's the guy that you said you had over there with the Toyota?
We got Luis. You know Luis with the Paradise Eraser. We're going to let him run the hit. Who you got up in New York?
I got Manny DeJesus. He'll come with a little. He'll come with a Toyota. I'm gonna stand at the start line, and my hand gonna be with money. All you gotta do is come over there and walk and grab some. Every
so
time
you
grab
you
it, don't worry about it.
What else you got coming? So we can make sure we got. Hey, Rick, hold on a second, Rick. We're gonna write this down because we're gonna hold them too. You know them old people forget what they tell you too, Sean.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what I got. I'm going to tell you what I got. Look, this here.
I'm listening.
I got the fastest. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the fastest small blocks naturally aspirated on 10-inch tires. 1 4-barrel. Anybody come with 1 4-barrel, natural aspirated, 10-inch tire, no chassis car, we have to have a run. And I locked that in. I will lock that in.
I think we might be able to accommodate that, Joe.
As long as you ain't no 38-inch tall, nothing. Just as long as you coming like that, if you come with a 10-inch tire, 29.
What's 10-inch tire? What's 10-inch tire?
Huh?
No, what's 10-inch tire? What's tire?
As long as they got a 20, as long as they ain't no more than 29, I'm good. I don't care if they come with W.
Okay.
I don't care if they come with W.
29 W is false.
Yep. I got the fat. I'm willing to lock it in. Anybody that got a 1.4 barrel, I don't care. We have to try.
Anybody. I'm going to make a call on that one, Jeff. I'm going to have to hold your feet through the fire on that one. Remember this conversation, Rick. You hear me?
Look,
yeah, I got you.
Y'all going to cool off real fast, too. y'all gonna cool off real fast. And then I'm gonna tell you, I got another little thing. I mean, I'm bringing a couple guys out there. A little young Stang gonna come back out again. I'm actually racing the guys from Jersey out there, Craig and JoJo and Sean and them. I'm gonna run them. I'm already locked in for that day. 5-on-2. That's we got the battle of the wagons. Who got the faster wagon with a bow tie block, straight head. That's how we doing it. You know,
hey,
1.4 barrel on stocks, huh? Yeah.
Do you know Pee Wee?
Pee Wee. Yeah, I heard of Pee Wee. Yeah.
Okay.
With the four door? With the four door?
I don't know what the hell Pee Wee got. I just thought Pee Wee ran his mouth.
Uh-oh.
They say he got Malibu.
If it's the one I'm thinking, I think he got the photo of Malibu, the taxi cab.
Oh,
they call it the taxi.
Okay.
Yeah, because he went out there and he ran, years ago he ran Street King and had the Bruiser.
Uh-huh.
And he beat the Bruiser with it.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh?
Joe. Hey, Joe, you know you're my boy, right? You know that. Uh-huh. You know, we go way back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, now, I done issued a one on Kenny Beecham today. So I'm issuing, I got two more. I got to issue tomorrow on number one, on any back cab that comes out of New York that's not a class car, I want them. Head up on 23rd and Fayetteville.
Okay.
And
I see.
And the second one is for Little Homicide, any stop block 302 in the world on the 28th. You know, no back cabs, none of that stuff. It's a stop suspension 28 with a stop block in it.
Well, you might get that run at Fayetteville that day, but the problem is over here. They just didn't get the run. Englishtown is closed. And they said they won't open until April, so a lot of guys didn't get to test the car. I know two guys that are willing to test their car. If their car run right, you will see that race right there. Y'all will get that race.
Hey, Joe.
Hmm?
Tell them I'll sit back all day. We'll let them test all day long they want, and we come up to the line there at the end of the night. We get ready to run.
Okay. And, Sean, listen, this is what else I got down there. I got a deal. This is what's going on.
We're gonna have
one of the best backheads at the racetrack that day.
Joe,
right now we're gonna put eight people, eight cars in, huh? Eight cars in.
I'm up at a coffee shop somewhere right now.
Okay. Well, that's gonna happen on May 5th. They definitely gonna do it. Each guy, all they doing is putting $100 in, and we're gonna turn around and they're gonna be $3,000 to the winner, and $1,000 to the runner-up. Plus, we're gonna turn around, add on whatever they put in. We're gonna put that on top of the pot.
And you said that's when now?
That's gonna be May 4th. Now, also now, I'm gonna tell you, when those two Toyotas come out there, and everybody thinks we ain't gonna just show that. We don't wanna hurt Monster feelings too bad, but we gotta do it to them.
Don't hurt Monster.
We're gonna race them first to the 8th mile. Then we're going to sling them out and let them go to the quarter. We're going to beat them twice.
Well,
we don't want to beat
them
just one time. We're going to show them we can cut it loose on the top end, too.
Hey, Sean. I know Joe got a lot with him tonight, don't he? He must not know where he's coming to.
Man.
He got to come across that state line. You hear me?
you know what they told me? We coming to your house, but we ain't coming through the back door. We coming through the front door.
I got somebody else on the line who may want to get into that there, Mr. Lewis.
What's up, Rick? What's going on,
sir? You hit it up Long Island Joe talking about, man?
Yeah, man. I tell him I got three doors in my house. He can come in either one he wants.
Okay.
Thank you, Lou.
So he can come in either one he wants.
Hey, look, some damn New Yorkers. Goddamn New Yorkers, I tell you.
As long as we don't go to the bedroom door with the old lady, that was shit, I don't know if he... I'm saying, down there, shit, it don't matter. He can go in there. He ain't going to take it with him, so I might just let him go in there with him, lay down for a while. It ain't like you can screw it off and take it back to New York with you. It'll be there when I want it.
All right, okay. No, we got some stuff coming down. I mean, we got street cars coming down. We got race cars coming down. You name it, we got it. But I tell you this time, we said we coming in hard.
What's that damn Fayetteville?
No, we gonna be in Fayetteville, too, but we also look the capital. We gonna come in there. We got a lot of cars coming. Because we actually got some things coming on. I didn't get to talk to a couple more. I'm waiting for to make sure their car's okay. George Williams will be in the house with one of his cars. I don't know which one. He also going to have his son going to be out with his little car. And that's just a little 632. So if anybody want to try a 632 versus a 632, we're going to have that there, too.
That'd be
little George Jr. with a back half.
Oh, he'll back half?
Yeah, a little back half. Yep, back half. Small top.
Remember
10,
I told
10
you, John?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you, George, that's the 69, right?
That's a 69.
Okay, yeah, we got the blue Nova, the blue Chevy, too. So we're going to keep old Charlie Brown and keep our eye on little George when he goes to make a pass. That way when we roll him up and send him back to New York,
You don't want him to look too much because he might turn around and say something he broke on his car.
Yeah, we'll see.
He
hey,
might
Sharon,
say
they,
something
they
broke.
They getting that Darlington-itis on me up in New York. You see that, Sean?
Oh, yeah. See, what people don't realize is Long Island Joe is a southern guy. See, they don't really realize that.
That's right.
But, that's also, I got to say one thing I forgot about. I got a little extreme, and they coming out here, too, with the little S10 pickup. Now, they part of me. I will tell you that right now. They might be from North Carolina, but they part of me. And so
well,
I remember y'all had that little S10 that was up there. I think we got to set fire to him. We can't let those S10 walk around the track like that.
But,
so we're going to set
I'm
fire to
you,
him.
Jeff, I'm telling you, you're going to lose a lot
Joe,
of time.
I
mean,
them boys trying to get you, Joe. I'm telling you now. You my boy. That's why I'm saying this. I think they're trying to get you, Joe.
You know what happened?
Hey, Sean.
They called me the dog
great.
Pound last
great
time because I came and took the wolf
house.
Out. Huh?
He great
Sean,
put a fox in the hen house.
Sean, you hear this here? You hear what he just said, right? I came out there last time and took a wolf out the hen house, so I don't know what happened. You know what I'm telling you about that, do we? You know what I'm saying about that?
And
that wolf.
We prepared now.
You prepared?
Yeah.
Y'all were prepared that day too. Look, my wife is over here right now. She told me she's just gonna make sure she polishes her nails up really, really good so that money don't slip out of her fingers like last time. She's gonna hold on to it. She ain't gonna drop it on the ground this time.
Hey, so tell your wife I say happy birthday. You know I'm getting old, my mind getting bad, so I can't.
Okay, They all say happy birthday too.
Happy birthday.
She said thank you. What do you say? You like 100? She said she like 100. When we get there, we're going to have 100 when we race.
Tell her she can set me up a race. I'm going to give her a New York 100 back. Give her somebody else 100 to get back.
Hey, Joe.
Said, no problem. We're going to be racing.
Yo, I know you got to pay a lot of tolls to get down here and get back now. Don't spend all your toll money now.
Oh, no.
Tell them again, Luke.
Don't spend all that toll money. It's long ways running from
capital
by paying
tolls. I'm glad one thing about it, that Larry the Monster, I'm going to be feeding everybody because there's going to be a lot of hungry people when we leave. They're going to have to take doggy bags when we leave. Y'all ain't going to be able to eat all week. Love those. You're going to see what's going to happen. I'm telling you.
Hey, Sean, so, see how they do you, man? Yeah. They want to take our money, eat our food, and talk about us. You hear me?
Yes.
You feeling me, man?
They do. They do a good job too, man. Yeah. My father tells me to this day. He said he enjoyed himself. He had a great time. He had some good food. So, man, it was great. I said, yeah, they got good food and good money.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. We gonna take both.
Hey Joe.
Uh huh.
Joe, could you tell the guys that's on the line about the little thing that you're trying to do? I hate to keep talking about Fayetteville, but Fayetteville's coming, I guess, before the other races. The little benefit thing that you're trying to do for Poppy.
Well, basically, that was my friend. Thanks, John, for letting me know. Basically, my friend Poppy would have made it down there, and he was always talking about two tracks. And believe it or not, it was Fayetteville, and the last one was Capitol that we went to. And those two tracks, you know, there was something about it that he just enjoyed himself at, and he never missed Fayetteville. The last time I brought him to Capitol, he told me, man, that's all he was talking about. Man, we got to go there again. If you look at the last film, you'll see what he said. And he died of a little accident on a four-wheeler, and there's one thing that we all decided. We said, we're going to go out on the middle of the track. We're going to pull two cars at a time going down, and then there's going to be one car go down single file, and we're going to sit them on the track and do a moment of silence for Poppy, because he would have been there. And, I mean, everybody loved him, you know. I mean, you meet him one time, it wasn't a bad thing you could say about him. He was one of those guys. And that's basically what we do, you know, say a nice little prayer over us, and, you know, we'll go on back and have fun again. And I'm going to do the same thing. Actually, his wife is coming down with me. She can't make it down there this time to Fayetteville, but his daughter's coming with me. At Capitol, she will definitely be there. She already told me. There's no doubt about it, because Poppy talked about Capitol. So we're going to bring the car down there, and she's going to make a pass.
Hold on.
Yeah, she's going to make a pass down there.
I got two things for you, Joe, real quick.
Just so
I know who you're talking about, this is the guy that had the silver Mustang. I think it had a big tire on it.
Yes, it's a small block in it.
Okay.
Good man.
Let me ask you this.
Are you bringing
the car
to Fayetteville? Or you not?
We're not going to be able to bring it there to Fayetteville that day, but we're going to definitely have it at Capitol. I'm going to have it there at Capitol. There'll be no problem. I'm going to have it there. I'm just going to bring it down there regardless. And believe it or not, she's going to make a little pass down through there.
Hey,
you
Joe.
Uh-huh.
One thing I want to say to you, Joe. We talk a little stuff here. We cut up and we get crazy. But see, this is the things that people don't understand. When you look at the realistics of what happens in life, I mean, you're looking out for your good friend, who's my friend, because at the end of the race at Capitol Ridge, he came over to me, and I was sitting up on the wall rubbing my eyes. He said, ain't no need of rubbing your eyes, man. We be back. I said, what do you mean? He said, we coming back. We're going to light y'all's ass up. I said, now I know you part of Long Island Joe crew. Because, see, you ain't even say hi or bye to me. He's going to tell me what you're going to do to us. I said,
right,
man,
right.
I tell you, them damn New Yorkers, you hear me?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, man, fellowship at the racetrack. And, you know, we try to increase that more instead of creating more drama. And
You know what?
At the racetrack.
It's like having a card game at home. You have a nice little card game. You might gamble a little bit, but you be back there following week. Ain't nobody hurting. You're having a fun time. You don't mind turning around and gambling. But if you're going to turn around, you're going to take it to heart. You know what? You shouldn't even be here.
Hey, well,
that's
right.
How
somebody has been taking this to heart. Now, you made a strong call out about a naturally aspirated small block on the no tie than the 20, no tie bigger than the 29-10-5W.
Yes.
Donald, you got the flow.
Here you go.
I was actually sitting here eating dinner with my family, and a friend of mine said that there was a guy on here with a true streetcar with a small block on the motor.
I have a Mustang, small block Chevy in it, one full barrel, 29-10s, and I'm not looking to do anything. As long as there ain't no nitrous on it, we can run.
Is it a conventional head or on slicks, or is it an actual street car?
No. We got slicks on our car. Honestly, tell you this one right here, like we say, we run in the wind. And I'll give you the name of the car. We call it White Lightning.
White lightning, huh?
So when you're running, you think you drunk when you left.
I hear you. Well, I have a true street car, old radials, with a small block in it, and maybe we can figure something out if you can put some radios on it.
Oh, no, we don't run radios. We run to win. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you. But
we say
we're one of the best. We say we're the best. I mean, we'll have it there. And if you want to look at it, I mean, we'll show you. Same
ain't
problem.
No problem. Yeah, I mean, I'll take a look at it. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm. I should, matter of fact, I'll make sure I send a picture to you ahead of time. I'll let you look. I'm on time. I have some pictures of these cars. Matter of fact, if you're being favored, we're going to have that car there. And we actually honestly tell you, too, to the 8th mile, if you got a conventional head big block and a G-body car, and you give us...
I have a 72 Nova with a small block in it with one carburetor.
Oh, we
with
love
all interior,
you.
All the interior and a baby seat in the back.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a guy on this here thing last year told me, say he want to take a spark plug out of his car and we're going to run it. Hey, I couldn't get a peep out. I might heard nothing from him since.
Let me ask this question to try to get somewhere with this.
Okay.
You know, y'all coming on the slick. He got a drag mm-hmm. radio on. What can be made to happen with a race?
Well, you know how the radios is. They the same thing almost as a slick now. Come on, we can't do that. We only run the 10-inch size, so, you know, basically, you see those classes now. A lot of guys run these classes now. You run a 275 against a slick, and they the same thing. Sometimes a radio faster than a slick because it's a lighter tire.
Well,
it's not a lighter
tire. You gotta,
huh?
You got to take into consideration for a radio. A radio only works on a radio prep track.
Well, I'm going to tell you, can I tell you something? I've been on track before. But when I went on Capitol, I got to say, that's one of the best tracks I've been on. I couldn't believe it. I think I could have went down with roller skates down the track. That is a great track. I got to say, whoever did that track did a great job. I've been on track so smooth, I ain't never. This one was unbelievable. We all talked about it. We couldn't believe it. I mean, I take Capitol over Englishtown all day. And then anybody, and that's my backyard. And I'm telling you right now. That was something to get down that track. I was amazed. I mean, that's
well,
a good track.
Well, it's definitely a good track, man. No, nobody taking that away from him.
That's
but
what I'm saying. He said the radio's got to be.
He said
the radio's got to be prepped for that. But that's a track there. He ain't going on no
yeah.
slick track there, so he got a good track, so he's gonna be okay.
All right, but let's play devil's advocate here. You coming with a Mustang with a Chevy small block in it, one carburetor.
Mm-hmm.
On a slick. He got a Nova with a small block on a drag radio. One light, one heavy, two different tires.
Ooh,
wait, devil's advocate.
Okay, listen, I do have something else too, though. So if y'all don't want to run that car, we do have, Young Stang will be in with a little Ford motor. And that's a 28 by 10 inch slick. Box suspension.
In a what, 2,700 pound car?
I couldn't tell you how much you weigh because everybody telling me that they said grudge racing ain't got no weight. Class racing weight, but grudge racing we don't
have
no weight.
I understand that, but
I couldn't tell
but
you.
I mean, I ain't gonna sit here and talk you to death. But when you get there, I'll definitely be there, and I'll look, and you can look, and maybe we can figure something out.
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, we definitely. I'll walk you right down. I'll let you pick your poison, which one you want.
And as a matter of fact, I'll have my son in the back seat, and I'll drive him up to the staging lanes with him in the back, and then I'll take him out, and we can do something.
No problem. That's fine, good.
You gonna stop talking like you a gangster talking about you gonna let somebody pick their poison. Y'all ain't bringing that much of Kool-Aid down here.
Huh?
Yeah, and on a slick, and calling it a streetcar, right?
I didn't say streetcar. I said we got the baddest small block on 10. I didn't say it was a streetcar. Never said that. I'm just telling you, we got the baddest small block on 10-inch tires. As long as it ain't a chassis car.
Me and you can go.
stock floor and everything in it.
Look, me and you can go. You can get in the passenger seat. We'll drive out of Capitol over to the out to the Royal Farms, grab a soda, come back, and then we'll do something.
Okay.
In my streetcar.
Okay. I'm hearing you talk, so we're going to see what's going to happen.
Oh,
I'm
telling you. You can have,
we coming to run.
I'll be there. I mean, I ain't going to talk you to death, but I'm just being honest with you. I'll look at it, and if we figure something out, we definitely will. I ain't a big talker, trust me.
Okay, I like that. But
Jerry,
I don't know. Listen, the other guy, Monster, you told me he ain't no talk either, but boy, he sure wasn't talking when I got there. He was talking a good game before, and then they're talking about taking the spark plug out and all that crap on the radio. When he got there, it was quiet in the church now.
Well,
oh,
I ain't taking this spark plug.
He ain't going to be talking about Welfare Willie like that.
I'm going to tell you how it is. So, matter of fact, I got somebody else that he told me it should be ready. If his car is ready, I'm going to take a Camaro. It's going to look just like his. Just nice, pretty car, just like his. Place on it and tailpipes out the back. And we're going to run him heads up. I'm going to show you that.
Uh-uh.
If his car is ready, I will promise you we're going to run that big block to big block, low deck, and going to show you. Conventional head, and we're going to run him heads up, and we're going to have pipes out the back. They're going to be surprised when we come in. Everybody's going to be surprised. Glass windows, everything.
Rick, can
now,
you hear me?
All I got to do is make sure his car is done. Once his car is done, we're waiting because I think he's just waiting for one more thing. He's painting, you know, he wants to make it look beautiful with the GM quarters and all that. He's putting all the quarters on. I mean, a nice car is going to be a nice car. Black, just like his. He probably ain't going to know who.
Hey, where the fair Willie going to set them brand new damn quarters up? Better stop thinking that.
You know who else I've seen, too? That Mopar. He ran that Mopar that night, and that Mopar beat him.
Yeah, because he spun, and he barely won.
He barely won.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have a Mopar. He should be ready, and that'll be Louie.
Is that y'all's Mopar, Joe?
And we got us a Mopar. We had to get another. We had to get something too. And we got a. And it's a stock suspension, and it's on juice. So both of those cars can run.
Yeah, I get you.
Both of those cars will be able to run.
Joe, do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to write down all the stuff that he got going, Rick, and me and you at the end of every time one of the cars from D.C. knock him off, right, Rick? We're going to walk over to Joe, and Joe's going to bow down in front of us. You hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
You know what? Right. I might mess. I'm about out.
Joe, you there? I don't want this phone cut off. Miss Fox Body. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you there?
Something happened on my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, well, I might bow down on you, but I think I'm going to have to go get me a. I ain't going to have a Wicked Bird's crown, but I might have to stop at Burger King and have mine sitting on my head. So y'all bow down to me for my people win. Every time I win, I want you to bow down. Y'all got to say, boy,
okay.
We ain't never doing this again.
Hey,
we're going to put our foot in our mouth.
Rick.
Yeah.
Joe just don't know the ass whipping we got waiting on him, dude.
Nah.
He has no clue how bad we gonna spank that ass.
Not at all.
Look, when that Toyota, you watch what happens. When that Toyota jump out, y'all gonna say, man, oh man, I think we better retaliate. Y'all gonna be shocked.
Hey, we got one another member of the Horsemen on. We got Big Gene on the line. Big Gene.
Yes, sir.
Well, you been hiding that player?
Oh, man, I've been trying to get some work done, trying to get these cars all straight.
Uh-oh.
You was actually trying to get some work done? Shit, I thought you lived on Facebook.
So what's that?
I said you actually getting some work done. I thought you lived on Facebook.
No, sir. Trying to get the cars straight and work. Man, race season's coming on quick.
Yes, it is, man. It was just Christmas. It's down the racetrack by though. I heard some boys were looking for us. Yeah, so they say. I got word today of that. You got word today of that?
Johnny called the name some of that.
You got any names of who looking for you?
I got a phone call saying I had a guy with a chassis car wanting a back tire.
Enlighten us, Gene. Enlighten us. Tell us about that.
We're trying to find out who he is, what kind of mold he's got, and all that good stuff. See if we can get a fair race on.
Oh, so you in the blind with the info?
Yeah, I'm in the blind on info. I don't know who this cat is.
Oh, okay. No, I can't help you there on that one, bro. I ain't heard about that one. But when you find out, be sure to let us know. Now, the question was asked, when would you be ready, and what is it that you have now? And that question was asked to Kenny, and Kenny said you told him to shut up, sit down, and drive, and don't ask no questions. So if you had liberty, you know, some inquiring minds would like to know what kind of car you got and when you're going to be ready.
We should be ready in April, and we got a late model Camaro coming out.
Okay.
We went back to the old Camaro this time.
All right.
Ain't a whole lot. Pretty much same setup we had last year. Ain't a lot of difference.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Kenny says you got a similar motor. Who knows?
Yeah,
I got
pretty equal to what I had.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Gene?
What's going on, bud?
What's going on, brother?
Man, like I said, trying to get this cold out of the way and get the heat back in here and get on the track.
Hey, Gene, can you do me a favor in case you ain't too busy on May 4th? I got a guy on the other side of the phone. He was my friend until tonight before he called me. And with all the, as my uncle used to say, all that shit he talking, I just can't quite get past the shit he trying to put on me. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So May 4th, we'll be at Capitol. And if you ain't too busy, come on up here, because we got some cars from New York coming down. I mean, he telling me he got a fleet coming, and I'm telling him we're going to put them all on the back of trucks and send them back to New York.
Well, I had a chance to talk to Kenny about it, and I think the plan is to support all the shows that y'all are having this year and try to make it to the majority of them.
We appreciate that, Kenny. Now, what are you guys going to do? Y'all decided yet?
As far as
putting on another show for the Horsemen,
I think we were going to chat with you about it. Well, I think we're going to come up here and hit the banquet and probably know a lot more than what we're going to do, but I'm sure we're going to probably put on one.
Okay. Yeah, I had a good time at that show y'all had, man. That convention here wasn't no joke. That really impressed me, man. I was blown away. Hey, Joe, did you hear what I said? I was impressed with the conventional heads down here. I didn't say New York. I said down here. You hear me?
You better call for backup because you're going to need it. You better stop calling for backup. I might mess around, make that Toyota go on one of your backheads over there. You're going to be surprised.
We'll be waiting.
Don't you be surprised.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Kenny?
I think Kenny had an opportunity to talk to Larry T, and I think they discussed maybe putting on another show.
Oh, man, that's good. Larry hadn't talked to me about it, but, hey, if that's what we're doing, I'm telling you, man, I like that daggone conventional head deal. That was and then to see that boy out of Maryland, the Hatton boys, to come over and take down the big bad wolf out of Virginia, that really made my day, Rick. You hear me?
Yeah, they all they lifting. They waiting for somebody to get out of pocket. Then you go slide the clutch on.
Yeah.
And they told me they'd be on listening and waiting for somebody to get out of pocket for them to press the one button. And
did you hear that, Joe? To get out of the pocket. You hear what I said, Joe?
No, but you know what you just said? You said you were so impressed and everything else. When we leave there, you're going to be impressed. You're going to be sad. I hate to see a grown man cry, but boy, it's gonna be one of those things.
Yeah, y'all gonna be rolling like a pup.
You'll see.
Rick, hey, Gene,
hey, Joe.
Remember now. This gentleman on the other side of the line from New York. I plan on every time we cut one of them cars loose on the backside, I'm going to walk over and tap him on the shoulder and just shake my head up and say, I told you not to make that trip, didn't I? He just did not want to listen.
Just remember what you said. You said you're going to bow down to me once we get up to every race.
Uh-huh. And
when you bow down, just had those $100 bills in my hand. Every time you bow,
uh-huh.
I thank you.
I'm telling you, Jen, I ain't gonna have to work that week after the race. That week after the race, because I'm gonna count all your money.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna tell my wife, just let him count it. I don't want you dropping it on the ground, Lord. Let him count it, then we can go ahead off. That's how we gonna do. It'll take a whole week for you to count my money.
I need to talk to my man from this down here, Joe. Let me talk to Gene for a minute. We got a new Camaro, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know she bad to the bone. I know you. She right?
I think it will be once we get it straight.
All right, Joe, now you can chime in. You can talk now, Joe. Go ahead. We want to hear what you got to say before we hang the phone up on you.
Now, tell me something. The horsemen, what do they got, a back half call?
Yeah, they do got a couple back half calls.
Okay. Just trying to figure out, you know, how we sitting. They got 4 miles too or no?
We got a top sportsman call. We got a street call, small tie call, back half call. What are you looking for?
Oh, you got a street tie call?
We got a street call too.
No. That's, I mean, you know, like a street race sort of deal. Small block, big block?
Small block, small tie.
A horsepower?
Like I said, it's a street car. Ain't making a whole lot of noise,
saying, is it on horsepower or is it on nitrous?
We got it on nitrous.
On nitrous? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we saying no to drugs on that one. We got one on horsepower. That's what ours is. But we do got other things.
Hold on.
Now, you said a minute ago, did you take that same small block and run a big block? How did the big block have to sit? On horsepower too?
Huh? You come
did
with
the
a
big block have to be on horsepower?
If you come with a big block on like that's what I said. If the big block come on conventional, on horsepower.
No, I said that had to be on horsepower. Okay, on horsepower. Big
mm-hmm.
A conventional head big block on horsepower, you'll take that action too.
It'll take a little action for somebody to the eighth with anything. You'll take a little
head
action. Let me make sure because I know he's supposed to be taking a break at Fayetteville from one of the conventional heads out there. So let me just go.
Okay.
So, I mean, you'll see the car out there. If you happen to go to Fayetteville on the
23rd.
Huh?
I was about to make a phone call on your ass.
Now tell me something. You got a what do you got? Big block Mustang or is it?
It's a Camaro. It's a 68, I think it is. Big block, small tie, car.
Big block,
small
tie.
They got a 29 inch tire on it, I think.
Okay. Conventional head?
Yeah, conventional head, all horsepower.
All horsepower.
Yep.
Low deck, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, coming tall.
No, it's a low deck. Nah,
oh, it's a low deck? Well, Monster, you know what? You got his number, so we might have to turn around and call him back up because we might end up locking something in. I might talk this man into that.
Yeah, because right now it sounds like you're going.
No. This is the guy out of the truth. Listen, this is the guy out of the truth. If this guy, like he said, he been trying to run small blocks. He ran Detroit last year. And anybody will tell you, went to Petey's race, they don't talk. They talk about they beat Petey. They went to Petey's race, White Lightning, and he ran the small blocks from Detroit. They don't tell you about that race, that they lost 15,000. They don't want to say that one. They don't want to say that. Detroit boys lost 15,000. Hey, never scared those guys. They don't want to say that one.
They're talking to have more.
Brandon Small Block, is you talking about?
I think it started with a U. I forgot the guy's name. The engine builder over there. And they ran heads up.
Good God.
And that was end of the race. It wasn't pretty. That's all I can tell you.
Boy.
It wasn't a pretty race.
Jeff,
uh-huh.
Think you impressing us with this, what he did up there. That's up there. When you come across that state line in Maryland, I'm telling you, all you got to do is pay attention to this phone line. All the wolves are just sitting back waiting on you. Keep on keeping on. You hear me?
You know what I told you, what I did to the last wolf? I know y'all run intact, but we can kill one at a time.
Okay.
If she'll run anything like it did in the other
car. But it sounds good. It sounds good. No, we're going to definitely. I'm going to tell you right now, we come out there, we come in to gamble regardless. We come out there to have fun and gamble. So you will see, if you got something anywhere near us, we're going to try you. Anywhere near you. And Lord knows, if Monster back in you, we definitely go running. Dude, he's throwing the dice and he's crapping out.
He's making it feel like a redhead stepchild on the phone.
No, I'm just telling you, this is going to happen.
You look good, boy.
I hate to see it, but it's going to happen. I hate to say it. We're going to have to go out. I think I'm going to have to order up one of those, what do you call those, the National Guard, the security guards, what do you call them, Chris? You know, when you go get the money to bring back? We might have to see how much it costs to rent one. Yeah, armored car to rent one of them to bring our money back.
Joe, remember this last, what's his name, the guy that Grant's last famous words, we there.
So. Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to see, it's going to be a big surprise. We're going to holler like crazy. We got Jersey going to be with us. I'm going to tell you right now, Jersey's coming with us, Philly's coming with us, Connecticut's coming with us, New York, and Long Island.
So you
better call us for backup.
Is Jason coming down, Joe?
I'm pretty sure we might have, I'm not sure yet, but I'm pretty sure he might have his Camaro ready. Because he's got a big money run
going.
Who, Jason?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Oh, what? Who was that race that last time that Jason was supposed to race? I remember he was supposed to race the yellow Camaro, right?
Chris.
Yeah, that was Chris Butler.
Yeah, with the Camaro. Maybe they might be able to bite it off. Y'all got to wait on Jason. I got to wait on Jason last time.
He's supposed to have a race with
Mac.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he got a race with Mac, but that's the problem right now. But I sure like to see him race Chris Butler.
Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Do you see a 973-4159 in the queue?
I do not.
Okay. No, he not on. But I sent word to him, to make sure he called in. Maybe he's busy.
Yeah, he's probably trying to get ready for that big race now. He's definitely getting ready.
When is that race supposed to take place?
That I don't know because, Englandtown has got all those cars on it, so I can't see them doing it there, and I don't know if they're going to do it at ACO.
My fellow right on that, too.
I really don't know. I'm gonna find out from
them.
I'll definitely find out to deal with that one.
Gene, mute your mic, Gene. Mute your phone, Gene. Okay. Well, Ms. Foxby, do we have any more callers in the queue?
We currently do not have any more callers in the queue.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Jim,
y'all gonna have Show Dog there too?
You know he's gonna be there just in case y'all bring George's big car. We ain't scared.
Oh,
Ooh. And I'm going to call my boy Jeff. You know Jeff won't tighten you up anyway.
Look, you can't let Short Dog keep getting too many more beatings.
just towards the end of the year, Short Dog gave out the beatings.
All right, I'll just let you know. Don't be putting them out there like that too much. You can't be doing that.
And I think I can say that if Short Dog don't want to take that action, y'all can get some of the action with the executioner.
That we just got. Honestly, tell you the truth, I just got to wait to see if George's car is being ready in time.
Oh, okay. That sounds more like it.
No. Now he knows.
Yeah, Monster knows.
Monster knows if George is ready, it's on. You can hang that up. Ain't nobody scared of him now. Cause you see what Carolina Kid did to him. You're gonna be wearing this pink, yellow, and red stripes on you. That's what's gonna happen. I hate to say it. That's gonna be a flashback every time y'all see some colors like that. Oh gosh. Monster gonna have a headache, everything. It's gonna be terrible. Withdrawals, that's what they call it, Monster.
I'm eating famous cookies because I'm gonna talk trash to you when we get done. You hear me?
I ain't talking about withdrawals like drug withdrawals. I'm just saying withdrawals from the bank account. Just keep withdrawing. Bring it over here. Come on now, withdrawals. Here, keep giving it to me.
Hey Jeff, all my DMV brothers are just waiting. You hear me? They just waiting on their cars to pull in that gate up here from New York. I ain't gonna say a whole lot right now. The week after when we call the show, I don't want you to be late getting on. You hear me, Rick?
Uh-huh.
I know Joe. He'll pull that. Oh, I got work late on you. Or snowing in New York. I can't talk right now. You hear me?
No. I promise you it's good. Happen. And you know what? I'm gonna have to talk to my boy there, Andy, because that little big block, he might have to get his head chopped off right away. Right away. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We might have to chop him off quick. We might have to come out there just to ride all the way out there ahead of time just to chop him off before the 5th. Before the 4th. We might need some gas money to make it down to Fayetteville. Usually, if everything work out, I'm going to get on the phone right after I get off with y'all. I'm making some phone calls, getting everything straightened. Say, look, we have to do some damage here.
Hey, Rick.
We have to do some damage.
Yeah.
He going to call me up asking me, do we run imports? I said, no, we never did before. He said, well, I want to run an import against one of your heavy hitters. I said, Joe, you act like I can't make a phone call and get a car to you? He said, well, I ain't asking what you can do. I need you to do it. I said, all right. So I go on Facebook, and them two going at it on Facebook already. You hear me?
Well, like I told you, we thought we're going to beat them to the 1/8 of a mile. Then we're going to show you we're going to let it go all the way to the 1/4 of a mile. Just to show
you
who the baddest. Who the baddest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make one hit for a practice run, then we're going out there.
Yeah.
Y'all can practice all day long.
Now, Jeff, just to straighten up something here, Calvin did switch cars, right?
Yeah.
Wolfpack. Now, if Calvin just happened to make a little interesting where you maybe can take a break or something, would you be interested in trying that Wolf again?
But he got – it's a chassis car now, though. That's the problem.
Excuse me, we have Calvin on the line. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Calvin?
Hey, Joe, man, they're calling me, man. I'm getting too many phone calls. They say, man, you talking about how you did this last Wolf. Now, I'm no rocket scientist or nothing, but I think you're talking about me. am I right or wrong?
Look, Calvin, I didn't shoot you with the silver bullet. I had a platinum bullet when I shot you, so you're still alive, so you're all right.
Hey, but look, they calling me. I'm coming in. I'm checking in a little late tonight. I have some things to do, so I'm a little behind. But but if I ain't mistaken, my man said that you took down the little wolf last time. That's how you worded it?
No, I took down one of the wolves.
Oh, one of the wolves. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get
wolves.
It right. Okay, mm-hmm. And I heard what Monster just asked you, but I'm gonna put this out there. See, the last
time, I
had to give you something. So this is what I'm gonna do.
Wait, just remember, you gave a small block something with a big block.
Right, that's true. That's true. Well, what I'm gonna do this time? What I'm gonna do this time? I'm gonna step down a notch. I'm bringing
a small
block.
You gonna put it in
the
nose?
I don't have that nose no more. We got a 10-inch tie.
Mm-hmm.
10-inch tie. It's a slapper bar car.
Okay.
Slapper bar, 10-inch tie. I'm going to put small block in that car. Naturally aspirated.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you've been talking all night about all these cars you was bringing, but you bringing your car?
Yeah, because I got one money run off the bat. I got to do one. Because it's a battle of the wagons. Who gonna turn around and be able to win that? That's already, we already locked in already. 5-on-2,
But
that don't mean I'm gonna stop and only go do one race now.
No, I wouldn't count on you doing that. I know you better than that. But listen to this. We put it together and we gotta get some test runs, so by any chance we get there, we gonna set up. Man, you gonna go head up small block for small block. And from the way it sounds like the cars is coming from New York, it sound like you the head of everything. And my grandma always told me, said, if you kill a head, what's going to die?
The body.
Should I finish? So what I'm going to do is this.
Let me tell you something. I thought I killed the head last time, but I guess the body didn't die on me, so.
That's the problem. You thought you did. You thought you did. Because when I finish with you, it ain't going to be no thinking.
Okay.
When I kill a head, the rest of the guys that's with you going to die. Marilyn will prevail.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You know what, Calvin?
Thank you.
I might have to do you first.
Oh,
You might get first shot.
Well, I tell you what, you make
but
me
the
first.
Only thing, listen, the only thing I wanted to tell you, I don't my you know how my motor is. All I do is want to make sure I ain't running no cannon valve, no SB2. As long as you're straight hit, it is what it is.
I had no problem showing you what I had last time, so I had no problem showing you this time.
As long as you come like that, I'm not going to run those two carburetors. I run one-to-one all day long.
No, I'm saying, I seen your car, and I know what to bring.
Oh, I hope you can bring it now.
I will.
Okay.
I promise you that. I'm going to bring more than enough.
Okay, you heard that one. Monster, both of y'all going to bow down to me when I leave.
Terrible. Hey, Monster, I'm gonna kill that head, so you know the ass gonna die. I'm gonna kill the head this time.
Hey, Cal, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Boy, I tell you, that Negro talking some stuff tonight, ain't he? Huh?
Man, I missed it, Monster. I missed it. You had to fill me in, but my phone was ringing off the hook, man. I had to leave work tonight just to get on the phone, man. They said Long Island Joe is bringing it.
Oh, man, he's something. Hey, how you feeling, big bro?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. No complaints.
That's
right here. Thank God, man. I'm a whole lot better.
Hey, Joe, did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what he said? He's feeling good. So you know what that means?
I'm happy you're feeling good.
You and him go run, I'm going to lock the place down. You hear me?
Okay, now Calvin, listen to me. I know you said you're feeling good, but after me and you race, you go walk over to Monster and ask how he's feeling after the race.
Hey, Monster, I heard you say you was going after every race, you was going to tap him on his shoulder. Well, be prepared to tap him on his shoulder when I finish with it.
Okay.
You tap one shoulder, and I'm going to tap the other shoulder. We're going to double take him. We're going to make sure he knows he lost.
Listen, can I just tell y'all something
with that?
Now,
hey,
everybody
be at the top of the tree?
You know what it is? Huh?
I said, Calvin, would y'all be tapping him on the shoulder at the drop of the green light?
I'm just trying to let you know something. Listen to me. Honestly, now tell the truth. If y'all tap me on the back of my shoulder, don't that sound like I'm in front of y'all?
No, not the back. We tap on the shoulder.
As long as y'all in the back of me, it's all right.
Well, I tell you what, don't blink.
Huh?
It's going to be over real fast. I'm going to kill that head. There, you sound like you the head of that pack coming, so I'm not going to swell it. I'm not going to shrink it. I'm going to kill the head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the end of it. It's going to be small block on small block.
Ooh, mm. I like that. I like that. Ain't nothing like a heads-up race.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Ain't nothing like a heads-up race. Now, what do you want to do? What are we going to do? We're going to go 8 mile, quarter mile. What you going to do?
We can do both.
Oh, I like that one better. Did you hear that one, Monster?
What did I tell you, Joe? I told you, ain't nothing in D.C. You scaring with all that
Listen.
Talking from New York.
You know what you just said now? You just made a double killing. That's what you just did, a double kill, a double homicide. Turn around.
Hey,
you only going to do a double, and I'm going to do a double.
I got a question to ask you, Jenny, real quick, and some of you guys that on the phone might not know that, but Boozer, if most of y'all don't know, he got the white Pontiac. He got a little situation going on with his kidney or his liver, I think.
Kidneys.
His kidney. Yeah, he all right right now, but you know he got a little situation going on. I think he need a transplant. And like I said, as of right now, he's okay. He's up in good spirit. And I called him to get on the show, but I haven't talked to him today. So, Junior, have you talked to him? How's he making out? I mean, I'm saying that for people just to keep him in mind. Say a prayer for him. Everything, even though he's doing all right. Just want let that be known.
Yeah, well, I talk to him just about every day. He's doing good. He's in good spirits. He's a strong guy. And he is home out the hospital. He's up and moving around. So it's looking good for him. Everybody just keep him in your prayers, please. And, it's going to work out, I believe. So,
yeah.
He will, like I said, he's definitely talking about racing and doing some things this year. So I think everything is going to be great.
Yeah, well,
I
can attest to that because he already called me talking about he'll be there whenever I start this 28-29 inch tire race. He's in and he don't care what the competition is. So, that's good to hear.
Right. Well, one thing whatever he jumps in, the Wolfpack definitely got his back 100%. So, we're going to be there for him and there with him. So, I mean, if he say he's going to do it, we're going to make sure he do it.
Right. And, we got your back, big brother. So,
right.
At Custom Tees, we got your back. Joe, did you hear what you said?
Yeah.
We got his back. Did you hear what I said, Joe?
I heard you.
Hey, Rick,
Rick, get out. Y'all heard that song? I know most of y'all might not be in the rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little older, so I'm winging myself off over here and there. But they got this one song out that Kanye West got. Say you ain't. I ain't gonna say that word. You ain't messing with my clique. You hear me?
Oh,
look. For y'all.
Hold on now. Lately, Kanye been wearing dresses, so I don't listen to him.
Well, hey, fuck what he wearing. I'm saying what he's saying. I ain't got nothing to do with what he's wearing.
His clique ain't nothing right now.
He in New York, so what's the difference, Joe?
The way he does it, huh? You hear the way
he's
wearing about his clique?
He in New York, so what's the difference?
The way his clique is? Oh, man, you don't know no Kanye clique.
He's in New York, so what's the difference?
He probably from Maryland.
Go ahead with that old bullshit now. Hey, Lou, still on the line? Lou, still on the line?
So tell me what's it. Yo, Calvin, I gotta ask Calvin this again. Calvin, you come with. How'd you come up with this thing? Is it going to be all steel like me? I just want to know that first.
It's got the basic fiberglass, your hood and your trunk. It's got a fiberglass hood and all glass. The windows wind up and down.
Okay, no. I was just making sure you ain't no nose and doors and all that, all fiberglass. As long as you got that, you got a rig.
I ran you before, Joe. I know how to bring this. I'm going to bring the heat. There's no tricks. It's going to be fair and square.
Mm-hmm. Say it again, no. Calvin. You're going to do what? Bring what?
There's no tricks with this. It's going to be fair and square. I'm going to bring the heat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you hear that, Joe? H-E-A-T.
I'm going to bring the heat.
I heard you know what I'm bringing, right? H2O, you know what that is, right? I'm throwing it right on him. Cool him right off. He'll be all right.
H2O going to do is boil on me. All that's going to do is boil. All I'm going to do, I tell you what, you want to race the eighth and the quarter?
Huh?
You want to run 1/8 mile and the quarter mile?
We do anything you want, Calvin.
I tell you what, we bet two races in one. We bet in the 1/8 and the quarter, all in one. Because I'm thinking after 60-foot, I'm going to be clean out front, so I win at the 1/8 mile and the quarter, so I get paid twice.
Okay. You're going to make Martha faint, wake up and faint again.
You know, boy, I tell you, hey, Cal.
We gotta get some water and wake him back up.
Hey, Cal, I tell you one thing, boy. I am hearing some real bullshit tonight, eh? Oh my God! And look, he's been like this since he called me up and said, "Hey, I hear y'all doing something on the 4th." I said, "Well, Joe, come on down and do it with us." He said, "Well, I'm coming because I want." Antagonize all the Maryland cars because he figured he got a lucky break, so he figured he'd ease by one of our cars. I keep telling him, I said, Joe, I'm just telling you, I don't want no sad feelings when you leave out of there on May 4th. I don't want you crying.
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did squeak past on Calvin. So I played smart with him. I got squeaked by him. I ain't gonna lie. When we went to the top and I was looking at that number, I said, oh man, he's right there. But you know, a win is a win.
Oh, yeah. Tell me that. I told him
how
I can get
them
too.
I said, and it's going to happen again the same way again. I'm going to say, damn, a win is a win.
No, what you're going to say this time is, damn, he got me. That's going to be the end of it.
Okay. You're going to see. You're going to be very, very surprised.
I'm gonna enjoy this one. Okay. I'm gonna enjoy one thing. I heard you say last time. You got me by leaving on a tree. Well, this time you better leave on a tree.
You better leave good
on a tree. I promise you that. You better leave good.
Listen, Calvin.
Hey, we got somebody else on the line that I think they want some of that New York ribeye meat. That'll be Running Bear. Running Bear, you out there?
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
you want to take a stab at some of this New York prime meat?
I sure would, man. Sounds good to me.
Oh, he got the Ventura?
I ain't got that no more. I got a 94 Camaro.
A 94 Camaro? Big tire?
Yeah.
Big tire? I had a Pontiac Astra
One time.
Okay, yeah, I remember that car. I remember the one that Pro Stock Joe thought. But I was running.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give you the right name, running bear, because you're going to be running away from us. We going bear hunting.
Hey, Marsha, any trees down at the end of the second, the end of that quarter mile?
Yeah, they down a little further.
Well, then, you tell him what a bear do. He's shitting the woods on it.
Yes, sir.
Tell him, don't come down there with me.
Hey, Joe. See, you just started shitting the DMV. That means D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Everybody want a piece of your ass now. See what you just started? You started it. I was on the phone being liberal, you know, but now you just had to come on and talk about what you done to us. Now you got everybody calling, so run in there. Tell him what you got so he can get you something lined up there.
I got a small block back half, one stage, one carburetor.
One stage, one carburetor. Stock suspension?
Small block.
Is it stock suspension or ladder bar?
It's back half.
Back half?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to talk to somebody about that. I think we got a back half 67 Nova that we can bring.
Sound like a winner to me. Small block?
Is it the black one?
Small block.
Okay.
Huh? Now, why do you want to know the colors for?
Same reason you ask what's the tie, is it one carburetor, two carburetors, conventional head, and non-conventional head.
You want a
dictionary. I'm going to do like you did. I'm if long as you ain't a SB2 or what's on the head you called a few minutes ago?
Oh, Kenny Val?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't have none of that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know what?
You ain't one of them, I'll run you.
You know what? Tell me something. I might be able to accommodate you with poppy car. That might be even better.
Oh no, man.
Oh. What?
You don't want to run poppy's car?
Why? What'd be wrong with that? That's a straight head.
No. I'm just saying that'd turn the place out for us, Jeff.
Let me see if I get one of them to run drive the car. We might mess around and put his wife in there and run you.
I need your money away for show. She might as well not even go get her nails done then.
I'm telling you, we might just don't think she can't drive now.
Hey, Rick, tell Ms. Foxbody next week, do not put this guy back on this damn phone. You hear me?
I'm telling you, though, she might drive it. She might drive. She might do it. I'm going to have to see. We're going to go and have a practice a little bit.
Yeah.
That could be a good one. Boy, you going to have to change your name, running bear.
They've been trying to change it for the last couple of years. Ain't nobody done it yet.
You're going to call you Gentle Lamb.
Hey, Running Bear.
Yeah.
I haven't had the time to call you back, but I'm just asking the question here just to see your opinion. I currently have about 14 cars for 29s, big blocks on 29s. Would you be willing to run with big blocks, or would you rather keep it, you staying with small blocks?
No, I can run with some of the big blocks. I'm in the process of now to trying to get me a set of 29-inch tall tires just for that.
Okay.
And so I can come up there. I should have them by then made a pass on and see how my car like them.
All right, not a problem.
How soon you doing that? How soon is that class?
Well, once I get a count of how many cars I have, I'm looking at the first Friday night at Capital Raceway, which is March the 29th. If everybody is not ready or a large group of the car count is not ready by then we can push it back to maybe like the second or third Friday night and then go on from there.
Okay. All right, that's good.
Second or third Friday night in April?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got that little. Don't forget, Running Bear. I think you wasn't you going to ready to run Extreme in them one time. That little truck, that little F10.
No, you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Okay, because I'm bringing their little truck out there too.
S10.
Little S10. Little okay. Small tire truck. One tire operator.
I think I got a new call on the line. Make sure I'm saying this right. Mr. Bushnell?
Yeah, go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
You're all right.
Appreciate you calling in and joining this evening. Do you have anything that you want to get off your chest today?
Yeah, man, I'm probably looking for some action. Probably coming up to Denton on the 16th. Looking for some small tire action on some 228s, no W tire. Probably no wheelie ball either. I kind of like one. I got balls on my cars right now. I kind of like want to run it without no balls. So I just, I've been messing my front end up here and lately slamming it down. So hopefully I got it where it won't, you know, be tearing my front end and stuff up. But I'm looking for some action, like I said, some nitrous action on small tires, no wheelie ball.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you can find that. Just, you know, when you're ready, call back into the show and, you know, we can try to find you a man then. If you're interested, if you haven't been listening to the show in its entirety so far, I'm trying to start a race for 28 and 29-inch tire cars where there will be a free entry fee running for $1,000 to $1,500. No clocks, wind light only, Pro Tree 8 mile, you know, winner take all. The races would be either 28-inch tire or 29-inch tire, and small block or big block, nitrous only. Once I get a determination of what the car's going to be, then that's what I'm going to go with. But the most, but I'll keep everybody in mind and try to alternate weeks or, you know, between small block and big blocks or 28s or 29s.
Yeah, I had a couple of guys I think I got a guy up there around Dad's want to try me. Got some 29.5 car, but I mean, I don't have. I tell him all the time, I ain't got a 29.5 motor, so you know, I got a real man do it on true 28, you know, so that's all I'm on, you know. So I'm gonna stay on 28. I'm gonna stay on 28 till I can't be on them no more. But that's what I'm gonna be on. That's what I'm gonna run on.
They getting it done on 28s too, so you know, can't discount those.
Right. Yeah, but like my first time ever being on a talk show or whatever, whatnot, man. But like I said, just trying to get a little action in myself. Like I said, you know, I'll be out there. You know, I went to about a week ago. I went to Randy Brown's Slugfest down in Valdosta. About 2 weeks ago down there. I was down there and come out on some gambling up there with some guys up there from out of Georgia with a G-Body Monte Carlo. And we went pretty good down there. So I go all over where they be at, you know, where they're racing at and where they're grudge racing. I support that 110% in grudge racing. I do. I've been doing
that. Where are you located?
I'm out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, my gracious. You took a long ride there, brother.
Yeah, I drove by 800 miles myself. It ain't nothing to me. I went up there by myself. But, I mean, it was worth my trip because we went down there. I bet it was some boys down there I know been hit me on some tune-ups up that way, and we ended up winning. So, you know, I did pretty good. It was worth the trip.
Good.
You said you ran a G-Body Monte Carlo. It wasn't yellow and silver, was it?
No, I said I was running with some guys with a G-Body Monte Carlo out of Georgia over there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was with some guys up there. Nah, I know Phil and them. I know them guys there. Yeah, I know them. They had another They had another guy over there called the High Boys over there. I was with them boys down there. They out of Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah. Well, they win by 2 weeks ago. They ran Lunchbox. They beat Lunchbox out of 11,000 over there. Yeah, it was a big old race up there, man. I had a nice time down there.
They got so many names and cars down there, mother. It's kind of hard to keep track with all of them.
Oh, yeah. You got to go on YouTube and all that Grudge Racing. They over there on Grudge Racing and all that, you know. GrudgeRacing.com over there. That's where they at over there, you know, on that website. I'll be on that a lot.
What part of Texas you out of?
I'm out of Houston, man. I got a little car called Grudge, man. I got a little Nova.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a man named that, I can't think of his name. Give me a second. You know T-Ray?
Yeah, I know him. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to have a Camaro, and he had the last trip he had some chassis car he had bought, some kind of, was it a Trans Am, Firebird or something? It was a chassis car that left. He had a Camaro that he got from Bird. He bought from Bird, man, and he ran it a while, and he turned around, I think he sold it, and he turned around and bought a chassis car. And I ain't seen him in a minute. He used to be down here, you know, crews racing down here. I ain't seen him.
Yeah, well, they had that big race down there that track had been closed for a while down in Texas, not too long back here. He had called in the show talking about coming up to run. He had a Malibu. Thing was like basically like a street car type deal. You know what I mean? You gonna come up here and run the guy with the.
Where y'all at? Dallas up here? Where is this talk show at? Where y'all at?
We up in the Washington D.C. area.
Oh yeah, in D.C. That way up there. I ain't going that far.
Yeah.
Ain't y'all up there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my other man's name down there.
Y'all ever come to Texas?
Texas is a little hump for most of us up here, so I don't think nobody's traveled to Texas just yet.
And you say y'all up in that D.C. area? That's on east, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're on the east coast up there. Okay, all right. Yeah, I've been getting up there. I went to Florida, and I went to Georgia. That's as far as east I've been going. I ain't been to Carolina yet, up that way or none of that. I've been planning on wanting to, you know, get up there.
Right.
And as far as I've been was south down there to Bradenton down there and Palm Beach, and over there to the Georgia area and Mississippi, Lippitt, and on the east Alabama over there. As far as I've been on the east over there.
Cool. You know, Cole from down there in Texas, or Coy,
who?
If I'm saying that right, Coy, they got the burgundy and silver Malibu.
What color Malibu?
Burgundy and silver.
And his name is who again?
It's Coy or Cole? C-O-Y.
Burgundy and silver Malibu.
Yes, I think they got 10-5 tires on it.
Oh man, if I don't know him there, I wouldn't know him though. Probably know him by face. I'm just trying to picture the car, Burgundy Silver Malibu. G by the Malibu?
Yeah. They call it Dangerous Racing.
Oh, I never heard of them cats, man. They probably be somewhere. They from Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't ring a bell right there.
Okay. Well, hopefully, if you're coming up to, you know, North Carolina, maybe South Carolina, or, you know, maybe some kind of race can get set up, you know, find somebody.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting up that way one day, man, you know, check it out, because like I said, I go all over with it. I just never been that, the furthest I've been was where I told y'all. So, I'm pretty sure I'm going to bump into some of that, and then if you got a race like that, it's going to be a 28 big block car or whatever, whatnot, no time showing none of that. I mean, you can get action between the rounds on that, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. I'd like to have you. And, you know, become a regular.
Ain't no doubt, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Right,
y'all be good.
You be same.
Miss Fox, hey, Ricky.
You got any more callers in the queue? Yes?
Rick, you should tell him. I don't think you really want him to come on May 4th because there's going to be a lot of grown men crying out there.
Yeah, Joe, no, you're right. All down New York was going to be crying, and you know what I mean? It was sandy, then it was the snow, then they come down to Maryland and fuck with us racers, and they got to go home with the tail between their legs. I understand. Y'all just going through a lot up here. Hey, man, I understand. It's a lot to deal with.
Whole roll of shamans, because them boys go back all the way back up to New York. They going to be crying their ass off.
And then they got to pay them damn tolls to go back to.
Hold on. You know what we done did? We done mess around, kill wolves. Now we supposed to kill a bear. What's next, a lion? We gonna kill them all. Running bear gonna go, wolf pack go.
I'm gonna tell you, there's a whole lot of animals out here. I'm telling you.
There's a whole lot of animals out there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, I tell you what, bring a grown man killer. How about that?
bring a grown. Look, I'm gonna bring a grown man. I'm gonna tell you, if the man had a car ready, it gonna be there. It gonna be there.
You made mention about somebody with a 632, and then you said somebody about a back half car.
No. Now I'm just saying, you just said bring a grown man. When I say I'm bringing a grown man.
Right, and I said you made mention of somebody with a 632. Also, you made
mention of somebody with
a back half car.
Yeah, we got a little 632 back half car we're gonna bring to him. Mm. Oh yeah, he going in the back half shootout. Matter of fact, we're gonna put him in there.
Okay.
We put him in the back half shootout.
Hey Jeff.
And he's just been getting seat time.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say one thing to you, though, and this is all seriousness, man. We appreciate everything that you guys are doing coming down the road to show the fans in D.C. something different, you know, and it means a lot to us. I mean, and I understand, you know, you guys are coming down to get your ass paddled, and we cool with that, you know. We just want to let you know how much we really do appreciate y'all coming down here playing to the drum roll, you know.
you know, the mail don't come all the way up to Long Island sometimes, so we going down there to get our stimulus check right away. So we'll get our stimulus check right there. That's how we're going to do it. We ain't going to play around. Getting it real
okay.
Quick. I'm glad
Thanks,
Calvin's
man.
Feeling good. That's one thing. I'm glad Calvin in good spirits, feeling good. I hate to do it to him, but I got him.
Hey, well, let me get a quick phone call right here to make sure I don't have nobody waiting before we jump off. Ms. Foxbody, do we have any more people in the queue?
We do not.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to get off here now because I got to be up at work at 5:30.
I got to be there at 4:30, so I understand,
okay.
Brother.
Yeah, so I'm going to say everybody good night, and just make sure y'all eat real good before we get there. You know, drink plenty of water, because y'all going to be crying so much you might dehydrate. So I don't want to see nobody fall out.
Oh, my
Especially
God.
Especially you, Mom.
I'm this guy,
hey, Rick.
This stuff, man. Oh, my God.
Rick, I've been hearing this for almost 2 months now, since December,
Hey, Monster, make sure you tell Running Man. You know that commercial you see with the toilet tissue? You see it? When they be wiping themselves and it was stuck on the back?
I hear you.
Hey, all right, Running Man. You just buy the right kind. Make sure you buy the right one now. Buy the soft kind. You'll be all right. All right. I'm going to see y'all later.
All right,
all right. All right. Y'all take care.
Have a good evening.
All right. You too. All right, brother.
Later.
All right.
Mom.
Will. Yeah, what's up, man?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man. And Ricky, I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
This show right here, man, when I call in, everything goes smooth. But last night, boy, I'm going to tell you, we had a rough one. Couldn't nobody understand nothing. Nobody was saying. They were talking all over each other. They were trying to chop each other's head off. You didn't know who was talking.
On the GRF conference, Scott?
Yeah, we had them boys called from Chicago last night.
Yeah, now that's what I was trying to say at the beginning of my show. I sent word for some of those particular people to call,
uh-huh.
And as you see, none of them got on the phone. But what I would like to do, and I'm going to send this message around, on the days that they have their shows, since they want to come here and think they got, you know, something sweet, the days
right.
that they have their shows, we're going to call their show and bombard their show. You know what I mean? Since they don't have the heart to call my show.
Right,
but they
right.
get on their show and everybody else's show and talk all this mad talk. But then when it really come down to time to get on the show to do the talking, they don't call.
Yeah, when you find a number to call that we could call, all you got to do is put on a horse and grudge, right? We all look at that.
Okay.
And let us know what day we'll be on there. They talked. One guy talked a lot of junk last night.
Yeah, three loves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got the APB. I got the report.
Mm.
So they think they coming to get something sweet because it's been hyped up to them that way, that you know they got something nice and easy. But that's cool. Let them keep thinking that way.
Yep, that's what I said.
Nothing wrong with that.
Uncle Carter, have a good show.
Yeah.
Ought to be a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be a doozy.
Oh man, I'm telling you, Brownie Bear, what's got me excited is I get to slap Long Island Joe around every time one of y'all zap one of them cars. I'm gonna slap right on him too. Oh man. And when I say slap on, I mean just rubbing it all in his face. You hear me?
Yeah.
So he gonna bring and put the man's wife in the car. Now that's some cahoodles, you hear me?
I heard I'll be painting her toenails at the other end.
That's why I told him he might as well not let her not take her to get her nails done at all.
All right, Rick, I gotta get
up.
I gotta be out of here at 4:20, big brother. And Running Bear, thank you, and everybody that called in. And Miss Foxbody, what's going on, Ladybug?
All right, Mom. Y'all later.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, we're going to go ahead and shut the show down. Everybody got things to do. You got to get situated. I appreciate everybody calling in and, you know, letting us or preparing us to get back in our rhythm of smack talking and racing and socializing and all that good stuff like that. So until next week, everybody take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. And make sure y'all have plenty to come back and talk about from the fish fry down there at VMP and whomever may attend Buzz Creek Sunday in the 42-degree weather. I don't think I'm going to make it because I'd be at work. But, you know, come back Thursday and we're going to chop it up again. So, to Grudge Inc., Jay Bonds, Miss Foxbody for taking her time to run the show. Me, your host, Tricky Ricky, and all my fans, I appreciate it. And we out.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.